الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within human beings the need for a home and the need for the ability to feel comfortable in an environment which a person is used to. For example, you'll see that we interact often because of our, because of our background, or most people in the room here, or many people in the room here, you may have parents that came from another country. And no matter how settled those parents become, invariably they talk about going back home. And it's funny because they're like, they've been here 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, everything is here. They have a home, they call home. You know, they haven't even been quote-unquote home. And they're still talking, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds. They can't even get on the plane to go anywhere. And they're still talking, I'm going to go home. One day I'm going to go home. One day I'm going to go home. And the reason that they don't consider their home, quote-unquote, home is because they were born in another place or they grew up in another place. They have an environment that they're used to. And it doesn't matter what it is. And it doesn't matter where it is. And it doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how quote-unquote third world it is or how underdeveloped it might be, they still think that that's home. And you can't change it. You can't change that notion in them, no matter how comfortable they might be. They're comfortable, they have food available, they have air conditioning, they have heating, they have all these things that they may not have even had when they were young. But still, they still can't get themselves to finalize that this is home and that that's not home. And it's not because of some stubbornness in the mind of a person like, you know, can't you just get over this and just forget about it? What are you talking about? It's because that's the way Allah created hearts. Hearts, they have this physical need for a home. And that home doesn't change. That's just the way people are connected. And no matter how far they are from home, no matter how distant they are from home, no matter how long ago they were at home, even if they don't even speak the language, they don't feel comfortable, you know, when they go back, they still consider some other place home. That's the nature of human beings. And this occurs when people leave home, a place where they grew up, a place where they're used to, a place where they have memories. And it also arises in a person when they go to a place that is, like when they're traveling away from their home. For example, often you'll see that people who travel a lot, they stay in the same hotel every time they travel to another place. For example, let's say that there's somebody that works in Chicago, but they travel to San Francisco every month. When they travel to San Francisco every month, it's very common for a person who regularly travels to want to stay in the same hotel every time they go to San Francisco. Now, I mean, why do they have to be so fixated on one hotel? There's so many different hotels. But what happens is that although San Francisco is not home, they get to one place, one hotel, they become very comfortable there, and that feels, it's as if it's like a home. They start to feel comfortable there. Because again, that's human nature. Human beings, they need a place to settle down. They need a place to call home. They need a place where they can establish themselves. They need something that reminds them of their tradition. And you'll see this even in people who don't know where home is. There are some people, for some reason or another, they get disconnected from their past. They get disconnected from their tradition. And maybe, let's say, they don't know who their parents are. Or let's say there's like a person, there's like a war, and they got separated, and they grew up someplace else. And they spend so much time trying to figure out who they are and who their parents are. And they're never comfortable, again, because of that notion within them that there needs to be a home. And they just can't settle themselves until they know who are they from, where are they from. That's the physical need in every human being. And it's common. It's common throughout cultures. It's common throughout languages. It's common throughout regions. And we can see this even, you know, in our daily lives. Just as there's a physical angle to this, there's also a spiritual angle to this. So what I'm trying to say is that not only do human beings have a physical need to be able to call someplace home and to be able to relate to home and to be connected to home, but there's also that same need also exists spiritually. And one of the greatest blessings for us is that we have a spiritual home. And we know exactly where that is. And that is, obviously, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is present in Makkah Mukarramah. And this is the excitement that you feel in these days. You see, people are getting ready to go for Hajj, people are talking for Hajj, people are talking about Hajj, people are discussing Hajj. One of the big draws is that what ends up happening is that everyone who goes on this journey, they get a chance to go back to their spiritual home. Now, this thing, this need within human beings, it's pervasive in our community. And it's so strong for the people of the community that it consistently calls people to it. Meaning this need for a home. The home, the need for a home and the home itself is so strong that it consistently calls people to it. So, you know, I've mentioned this many times before, but where in the world are you going to find a place? Where in the world will you find a place that people have been visiting for centuries? That the people continue to visit, and that people from so many different parts of the world will visit. Just an example. Let's just say, you know, nowadays, let's pick a big event. Pick any big event, okay? So let's pick the Super Bowl, all right? So the Super Bowl is this big annual event that people feel this need to sort of come towards, and it's part of a culture. So what happens is everybody who's interested in this sport, they get excited about the Super Bowl, and when the Super Bowl comes, it's supposed to be the greatest show on earth or the greatest game on earth or whatever they call it. And all these people from all over, you know, are so interested, they focus on it, and they turn their attention towards it. Now, I don't think 500 years from now anybody's going to care about the Super Bowl. It's going to be esports. Everybody will just, you know, but I don't think that 500 years from now people will care about the Super Bowl. I mean, if you look 500 years ago, there was some other big event, right? And 500 years from now, there'll be some other big event. Beyond that, I can tell you that the Super Bowl has very limited, a limited appeal. Now, if you live in America, then everybody's talking about Super Sunday, this, that. But I mean, if you go to some places in the world, they don't even know the Super Bowl is going on. In fact, most of the world, honestly, doesn't even care about the Super Bowl. Most people in the world don't even care about the Super Bowl. It's very restricted, even though it's the biggest thing that can happen. You know, it's very restricted. And the people who are not attached or interested, they're not going to follow it. And it's not going to pass through languages. You know, you don't find people in China, like all of China, watching the Super Bowl. You're not going to find that. There's a whole language barrier there as well. So that's the nature of events in this life. For any attachment to be towards a particular place, it's very limited. It's limited in time. It's limited in space. It's limited by culture. It's limited by so many dynamics. It's limited by socioeconomic status. You know, some people of this status will watch this, and other people of this status will watch that. It's limited by education. Some people who are educated don't like this. People who have this type of education like that. But this attachment to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in particular Hajj, but also Umrah, but in particular Hajj, you can see it's so pervasive in the community spiritually. Doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter who you speak with, doesn't matter what time in history, there's this attachment to want to go home. And it's so deep. I mean, it's when people go for Hajj, one of the amazing things that people experience at Hajj is that they look to the left and they see like this whole delegation from Turkey. And then they turn their head and there's like a whole delegation from Korea. And then they turn their head and there's a whole delegation from Sudan. And it's just this big swirl and mix of people. And everybody's speaking different. Everybody's obviously background is a different language, different culture, different education, different socioeconomic status. But everybody calls that place home. Everybody feels comfortable at that home. And then you can say, oh, that's amazing that someone was that this was able to be achieved at this time in this place. But this is not something new today. There's a historical span as well. 500 years ago, it was the same. And I can guarantee you if the earth is here for 500 more years, it will be the exact same. It's not going to change. This home and this need for a home is something that is so pervasive within us that all somebody has to do is have a little bit of faith in them and then just start to just hear a few people talk about this and automatically they feel this calling like, I need to go home. I wish I could go home. I wish I could go to Allah's house. I wish I could spend time there. And it's everyone. Doesn't matter what their education is. Doesn't matter what their language is. Doesn't matter what their culture is. Doesn't matter what their background is. Everyone feels that that's home. And there's this like tugging at the heart that I wish I could go. And when people are there, there's this feeling like I don't want to be anyplace else. That's just the nature of this home. And it's from the beginning to the end. From the beginning of time till the end. That's the beauty of this home. This is actually the true home. So this is something that we should be so appreciative of. Because I can tell you that when you don't have something that you belong to, like there's no way a Muslim could ever feel like they don't belong. You know, the people who feel like, I don't know home, I don't know where I belong, I don't know who I belong with, I don't know where my home is, that's a physical hole. That's a physical gap that's present for them. Like, for example, people who grow up here, parents came from another country and then they're growing up here, they feel this, right? Like, wait a minute, I'm actually historically from this place, but now I'm sitting in this place. I don't really belong. Where am I? Who am I? Like, I'm looking at myself, I'm this Muslim, but I'm stuck in America. How did I end up here? You know, I have like generations and generations, thousands of years back in another place. Like, all of a sudden somebody decided to drop me in the middle of this place. It doesn't fully make sense. Right? And then that person's like, I don't even know where home is. Am I here? Am I there? The beauty, that's a physical issue. But the beauty of this spiritual home that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with is that all of us can feel absolutely content that we have a home, that we have a family. Everybody has a family. Once you join this, once a person takes iman, I mean, we have this great grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? And then it's coming through eventually to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And we have this tradition. We are not missing anything. And it's such a big blessing because it creates so much spiritual peace in a person that so many of the worries that people have of how I want to belong, I want to feel part of something, I want to have a home, I wish I had a home, I wish I had a place I could go to, all of that disappears. All of that disappears. And that's why people find so much peace in Mecca. And when they go to Medina. Because they came home. It's like going back and seeing your parents, in a way, your spiritual parents. That's the place of the prophets. That's the place of Rasulullah. So this is a very big blessing upon us. This is a very big blessing upon us. And this is why, yes, a few people are going for Hajj. There's, you know, in this crowd, there's a few people going for Hajj. But all of us are remembering home. And it's great. It's an opportunity for everyone to feel connected. Everybody feels anchored. Nobody needs to feel like they're orphaned. Nobody needs to feel like they don't belong. It's not possible. That's the connection that all of us have. So these days of Hajj that are approaching, they're not particular to the person who's going for Hajj. They're particular to the entire Ummah. The entire Ummah is celebrating in these special days that are about to arise. The entire Ummah is celebrating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a home. The entire Ummah is celebrating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a family. The entire Ummah is celebrating that Allah gave us tradition. People say, oh, I have this tradition. I used to go to my parents' house on Thanksgiving. Allah gave us tradition. And it's such a deeply embedded tradition that the prophets before us, this is their tradition. The communities before us, this is their tradition. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that He revived the home, allowed us to reconnect with the home. Rasulullah ﷺ came and cleaned house. I mean, this was the end of the mission. What was the very end of the mission? The beginning of the mission was da'wah. The end of the mission was, at the very end, Rasulullah ﷺ came to the Kaaba, took out the idols. Right? Home, he reclaimed home. And turned everyone's attention back to home. Where would we be without that? You know, we might have like a temporary tradition or a temporary place that we call home or a temporary group of people that we could associate with, but that all comes and goes. That's why so many people feel empty. Because they never figure out who are their family. They never figure out who is their true, where is their true home? Where can they connect? What tradition they're part of? It's always this calling in human beings. We don't have any of that. We're very clean and clear. We're very clean and clear. This is home. This is our way. This is our tradition. Anytime anything goes wrong, we can go back home. And we can always reset. That's a great blessing. And what happens? Anybody who goes home, Allah resets them. They come home, they go home, and they come back. They leave home like newborn babies. Newborn babies come to families. That's where babies come to, families. They don't just come out of nowhere. So this is a huge blessing upon us and something that we should all be appreciative of, and all of our attention should be towards home. It's like, and this is not the best example, but it's like a person who there's Thanksgiving, but they can't go. They have to stay in the dorm, right? Or some other reason they can't get there. So even though they're not there, they're all thinking about where they should be. Those people are just, no matter what they have to do, they can't treat it like a normal day. They're thinking, I should be there. So it's the same with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us by giving us a home. Now obviously the real home is Jannah, right? So our hearts are all connected to that. But this is a home in this dunya, which honestly didn't even need to exist, but it's such a huge blessing of Allah upon us, because dunya is what? Dunya means what? I mean, a little bit of Arabic. Dunya means the lowest. Right? The form dunya. It's a form that means it's a superlative. Superlative means like the most, the biggest, greatest, the EST form, right? So it's the lowest life. It's the lowest life that anybody can exist in. Before this, we were in a higher place. Later, we'll be in a higher place. I mean, I guess Jahannam, right, would be the worst place a person could be in. But it's just this low state of life. And even at this low point in our existence, Allah created a place that we can call home. Allah created a tradition that we can connect ourselves to. Allah created a family that we belong to. That is a huge blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And something that we should be forever grateful for, and we should be forever attached to. So yes, you know, people are going for Hajj and everyone's excited that the Hajj is coming up, and people are very blessed to be able to go for Hajj. But at the same time, the people who are not going for Hajj, which is actually the majority, they're all thinking that they should be there. And they're all celebrating the days in the same way. Which is why when these 10 days come upon us, everyone's attention is turned the same way. Everyone's attention is turned towards their wishing that they could be there, celebrating the greatness of Allah, praising Allah, remembering Allah, being grateful to Allah that they have a home, that they have a place that they belong, that they have a tradition that's alive and vibrant. This is all a blessing of Allah upon us. There will come a time, you know, when all this will be swept underneath the rug and people won't even know that there was a time like that. It wasn't that far away, 1400 years ago, when all this tradition was hidden to the people, despite the fact that so many great prophets had come before them. Of course, Allah blessed us that Rasulullah ﷺ came and revived the deen and brought back the traditions to us and reminded us of where his home and cleaned house, but that will not exist throughout all of time. So this is something that we should be extremely grateful for, and we should constantly be thankful for. And particularly in these upcoming 10 days, we should be connected to and reflective upon. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be able to appreciate the blessing of home that He has bestowed upon us. May He make us among those who are able to visit home often, and may He make us among those who are able to follow the tradition of our forefathers that came before us, our spiritual forefathers that came before us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.